Chris Moyle Show on Radio 1. Our commitment to quality is what makes us special.
The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio 1.
Good morning. Thanks to Nimone. The show just gets more and more surreal.
Why, what's she done now?
Just don't worry about it. Talking about dreams and putting polish on her bum.
Hairspray, wasn't it?
Hairspray, that was it. Who said that, by the way?
Well, you said that yesterday, but it was...
She credited Scott Mills.
Yeah, we talked about that, but it was apparently to get rid of VPL.
Yeah. Anyway. So yesterday, my job yesterday for the show, I left her for the show yesterday and went home because it was a horrible day. I just thought I'm going to go home and do nothing all day, which was great. And we got a CD with clips of Doctor Who and an interview with Billy Piper and Christopher Eccleston. And I thought I'll take it away and I'll go through it to see if I can come up with anything funny for the show, like a spoof interview with Doctor Who or anything like that. And bizarrely, the only thing I found on there was Doctor Who saying the phrase...
Willy-nilly.
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 Right, so there you go. So that's the jingle for today's show, is Doctor Who saying...
Willy-nilly.
Willy-nilly. Make of that what you will.
He doesn't put much into it, though. It's a bit of a throwaway line, though, isn't it?
Yeah. Who's the scariest alien that Doctor Who has to fight?
Willy-nilly.
Willy-nilly. Your female companion is Rose Tyler. If you had a male companion, what would he be called?
Willy-nilly.
Willy-nilly. See?
It's clever, isn't it?
Yeah, it's good, isn't it? So you see how bored I was yesterday, when I went home?
The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio 1.
6:57, it's Tuesday morning, this is Radio 1. Good morning.
So if you're lonely...
Willy-nilly.
Episode 6.
Willy-nilly.
Here we go. Episode 7, Revenge of Willy-nilly, of course. Franz Ferdinand, take me out. Hey, we're off for the running, Dave.
Hey, hit the ground walking.
That's right. Beyonce Knowles and her Crazy in Love record. We'll play in a second after we get news and sport with Dominic and Carrie. It's 1 minute past 7.
It's now 4 minutes past 7.
The Chris Moyle Show.
I saw a little bit on after the football last night. Sorry, by the way, Chelsea, Carrie.
It's all right.
Yeah.
We've waited 50 years, a few more days. Really doesn't matter.
Mourinho didn't want to win it last night.
No,
anyway.
And he said at the start of the season that we'd win it against Bolton.
Yeah.
So that'd be quite nice.
And then he can
If you're going to win it, you want to be there.
Yeah, yeah. You'll be playing.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like Sunderland, at least they'd just played a game at home.
Yeah.
You know, you don't want to be in a bar.
No.
Well... Oh, it's all over. Halfway through buying a round. Oh, we're champions. Oh, wait. Oh, wicked, yeah. You know.
But when Robbie Keane missed that chance really late on, oh, I was in my pyjamas because I got ready for bed so I could watch the football and then go to bed, and I was all ready to just run up to the bridge in my pyjamas if that had gone in.
You weren't, were you?
I was, yeah.
Which was
I got quite excited.
It's even more
bizarre
because she actually went to the game. Changed it out of time into a PJ's. But anyway, so I watched that, and then I watched a little bit of the... PFA Awards, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa! How exciting was that? I switched on just in time to see the PFA Young Player of the Year. And given out the award was some man in charge of the PFA, right? What a dull man. Do you know when...
Gordon Taylor?
Yes, I think so.
Gordon Taylor. Is
you know when they get people, like, to give out these awards? Thanks very much.
Oh, that is Gordon Taylor.
You know, football really is... a wonderful game, and these six people, you know, they're the future of English football. So, let's have a look at who won. In third place. Oh, get
apparently
off
it livened up later with a big punch up though at the after show.
Really?
Yeah.
Between who?
Owusu from Arsenal, somebody else. I don't know who.
Right. well. It's just like, you know, where's the showbiz? Anyway, and the winner is... It's got a great goal today against Newcastle. And I'm obviously a Man United fan. Wayne Rooney, right? Wayne's sitting at the other end of this hotel, right? It takes about 10 minutes. The music runs out. It's a little fanfare. He's only halfway through the room, and it runs out. So he gets up there, and then one of the guys from Sky is doing it, like, Wayne, it's been an incredible 12 months for you. I mean, looking at everything that's happened, the Manchester United move, the great success in Portugal, blah, 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 blah. I mean, you must be delighted.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, it's been a great year for me.
Mm-hmm. And there was an awkward pause where the guy just left the mic in front of him. And Wayne just looked at him as if to go, no, I've said what I'm saying now. And it was awful. I think we should do it next year.
What, host it?
Yeah. It'd be great, that. Just see Dave going, and the winner is... whatever. David Moyes. David, any chance of some tickets for the weekend?
Oh, incidentally, by the way, yeah. I found out last night that it was David Moyes' birthday yesterday. So while he was on saying
was
happy
really?
Birthday to me for Sunday, it was his birthday yesterday, and I didn't realise that, and if I had, I would have returned the compliment. So happy birthday, David Moyes, for yesterday.
Would you like to record a message for him?
To play on his show.
To play in his car.
To play in his meeting when he gets to work this morning.
Yeah.
Maybe later.
You want to do that? Just do that now. Just say, hi, this is Comedy Dave off of the Radio 1. You know, okay. We're recording. Off you go.
Hello, David Moyes. This is Comedy Dave off of Radio 1. Just wishing you a very, very happy birthday for yesterday. All the very best. And here's to Europe.
Brilliant. Great. Thanks. I'll play that to him in the morning meeting now. And he gets
like that, yeah.
Everybody's friendly, aren't they? Right, let's move on then and start the show!
The Chris Moyes Show.
9 minutes past seven, good morning.
National Radio 1.
Told you, you know, it's a hot rocking start. What happened there?
Shall I load up emergency love boats?
No, please don't. I've got it all sorted.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Okay, love boats, it's about 30 seconds away.
No, I really don't need it. Look, I've got music already. Please don't play it. Please don't play it. I've got it.
I didn't know that Love Boat was our emergency fallback.
Oh, it is. It's always here whenever you need it.
So let's say the jingle suddenly stopped.
Yeah.
Straight away.
It's there, really.
It's quicker than the emergency tape. Again. Oh, I see.
It's a little gap, isn't it?
Anyway, here we go then. Beyonce, nice and loud. I like the click of the mouse that you can hear. That's my favourite bit.
The Chris Moyes Show.
Take two.
National Radio.
I'm at the lead singer of Caesars on Friday night. It was alright, miserable get.
The other fella was alright, though, wasn't
yeah.
he? The fella on guitar.
Yeah, he was alright. He was very friendly. The other guy, it was like... Record company woman goes, just two more things. And he's like, what? This is Chris Moyles. He's the breakfast DJ on Radio 1. He's doing Tell the Pops tonight. All right. And the other guy goes, leaps into action. Obviously, that's his job. Hey, how are you, man? Nice to meet you, blah, 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 and chat. And the other guy just kind of stood there, slouched with his, like, little drink, not interested, not even making an effort, not even trying to look semi-interested in who I was or whatever. And we had to have a photo together. And it got to the point where I just thought, you know, hang on a second, I've been up since 5 o'clock this morning, right?
Mm.
And it's now, you know, 6 o'clock in the evening, and I'm not going to be finished work till 8:30. So, you know, miming on stage a couple of times in the afternoon is a doddle.
Mm.
And I'm standing next to him and kind of quite out of character for me, because I was a little bit miffed by his kind of like, kind of dismissing me. I kind of put my arm around him and went, cheer up, son, eh? It's not a bad job, really, is it, that you've got? It's about them working for a living. Give us a smile. And he goes, yeah, I'm all right. Idiot. Anyway.
That's a
great record, of course. Brilliant record. And I'm a big fan of the band and hope they really, really do well. So there you go. Right, it's 18 minutes past seven already. So I started my 10-day detox yesterday. So far, so good.
Congratulations.
It's only an alcohol detox, though. It's just no alcohol. That's all I'm going to do.
Mine's working well, too.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What have you ordered for breakfast?
I've had my breakfast. I had Weetabix this morning.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Why did you start your detox yesterday as well?
Yeah.
What did you have for breakfast yesterday?
Bacon sandwich.
Good girl. Good girl. What's your detox?
Healthy eating, exercise and no booze.
Did you exercise yesterday?
I went for a walk.
You watch McDonald's?
No.
No, okay. 1, 2, 3, kick. No, just no drink till Sunderland, as I said. That's my plan.
I started mine yesterday as well. No booze, no rubbish food.
Till Fulham away.
Till Fulham away.
When is that?
Saturday.
You're laughing at?
That's 5 full days and nights. Mind you, are you going to go out Friday night? You meet Neil Paul on Friday night?
No, he's coming down Saturday morning.
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah, Fulham away. Hello. That'll be all right.
Yeah. Has a little helps.
Nothing on telly last night. I didn't see EastEnders. Did I miss anything?
No, something. I saw it last night. No, it was one of those Monday episodes.
I don't watch Coronation Street. I kind of I see it occasionally.
Oh, I saw Corrie.
That was good last night.
It's Katie's funeral last night.
I have no idea who Katie is.
Katie killed her dad.
Right.
Tommy.
What, from Ground Force?
No, no, no. So they're both dead. It was her funeral last
Rock
night.
Rock on, Tommy.
It was her funeral last night. Candice is still trying to become a weather girl.
Who's Candice?
Candice is the one that goes out with the footballer lad, who's the son of Bradley Walsh. You know, the Cockney's in it.
Do you know, seriously,
you like Candice?
I haven't a clue.
What else happened? Oh, they've took on a new mechanic at the garage as well.
Black guy?
Yeah.
I saw that scene.
Yeah.
When Tracy came up and said, I have no idea what's going on, so flipped it over.
And Steve and Tracy are giving it a go.
Right.
I mean, in the living sense.
How often do you watch Coronation Street?
I never watch it voluntarily, but the wife is mad about it, so I do tend to see enough of it rushing over me to know what's going on.
Right. It's Jack Duckworth still in it?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Alf Roberts?
No, he died ages ago.
Right. JR? Is he still in it?
No.
What happened to him?
He wasn't in it.
JR?
Mm.
He was a big Texan guy with a big hat.
That was Dallas, silly.
Oh, Jack, yeah, sorry. Is Joan Collins still in it?
No.
Really? I'm just knocked down with my Coronation Street,
it's
am
good.
I?
It's good. It's good.
Is it still set in Liverpool? Have they moved it?
They've moved it to Manchester.
Have they?
Mm.
That's crazy, that, isn't it? I'm out tonight.
Where?
Sophie's. Mate of Sophie's. We're going to go out and... we're going out for drinks.
I'm drinking mineral water.
Right, number one, going out for drinks, right? I'm not drinking. Number two is that we're going out with a couple friend first. Like some guy she's worked with and his girlfriend, right?
Hmm.
And then we're all going out one of those little couple-y things.
Have you met them before then?
Briefly, yeah. Briefly. I couldn't tell you their names or anything.
Right. Oh, you'll be a barrel of laughs then.
I hope they're listening. They'll really like that.
Yeah, well, you know... What do you do? Because I'm playing good boyfriend.
You might enjoy yourself.
I'm not drinking.
Yeah, but you still might enjoy yourself.
I said it yesterday. I went out something to eat, kind of tea time yesterday. I found myself asking for my favourite drink that I haven't had since the month detox. What do you like to drink, sir? Can I have a pint of tap water, please, with no ice? Thank you.
1, 2, 3, kick.
It's depressing. But, you know...
You see, I'd rather stay in under those circumstances.
But you've got to go out. You've got to go out and enjoy yourself.
Maybe you should have ice.
No. But you watch, right? All the hard work will pay off. I'll start doing a bit more exercise. I'll start looking after what I'm eating. No more booze. And by the time I go to Sunderland, I'll be 1 pound lighter. Get in! People will be in Sunderland going, is that Chris Boyles? He looks so well. Look at him. Have you been losing weight, Chris? Yes, I've actually just lost a pound. Do you know, I thought so. I didn't recognise you from behind. What are you doing down there? Go! 7:30. 7:23, by the way, with the Black Eyed Peas. I was stood here in front of the microphone with my headphones on when the Black Eyed Peas finished, and I was currently going through an amazing coughing fit, which is why I didn't speak between the last two records.
Are you okay now?
No, I've kind of got something stuck in my throat, but I'm all right. I'm not going to keel over or anything. No need for Love Boat is basically what I'm saying.
Okay.
You got a frog in there.
What?
Have you got a frog in there?
In where?
In your throat.
No, I think it's a little bit of bacon.
More pig than frog.
Okay.
Bless you.
There you go. Just trying to say, I'm just, you know, connecting to the audience, sounding like they do, first thing in the morning. Coughing it all up while you're looking for your fags.
See, that's why I don't eat meat.
You do eat meat.
Because there's gristle
and
rind and stuff.
You eat chicken, you eat duck.
Yeah, all right, it's not...
You eat meat that you like.
It's not pork meat or beef meat.
Yeah, but duck's really fatty.
Yeah, it's fatty, but it doesn't have gristle, Dave. And, you know, that's the problem Chris is having there this morning.
Wow, you're just so knowledgeable, Dominic.
Yeah, I am, yeah. Ducks don't have gristle, that's a fact.
Yeah, but can you belch your name? I don't think so. As smart as you want, son, but can you burp the word... whatever?
No.
Who's laughing now, son? Right, yeah, we'll play Basement Jacks in a minute. We'll play the new Eminem song as well. Let's get some news from Dom. It's 7:31.
Just gone 7:35.
I'm having finger trouble. You know, I'm whacking the button with my finger. It's not happening.
Oh, so it's you then? It's not the desk. No, it's the operator.
It's obviously me. I need to practice.
Right.
Yes, I've got it back. I've got it back. I've still got it. I phoned Colin Murray yesterday about Sunderland for the Radio 1 big weekend, and I gave him an idea of something funny to do, but I've got to leave it in his hands.
He told me about this. I didn't know it originated from you.
Did he not?
Well, no, he came up and asked if... we would take part in said idea.
Oh, really?
And I said, well,
did he start it with, I've had a great idea?
No, to be fair, I can't think how he started it, but I just assumed that it originated from them. Can I just write down two words for you?
Yeah, you're going to write down that word and the other word.
Yeah.
But, and that word.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah.
Which would be great.
That was my idea.
Oh, was it? Yeah. Oh, it's a good one.
Thanks. No, we're talking about, you know...
It obviously depends upon, you know, getting agreement.
Well, and that's where he comes in.
These people.
Yeah. It's about...
This is all very cryptic.
It's about performing in Sunderland.
Right.
With a hilarious twist, but Colin has to sort out the hilarious twist for it to work.
Right.
But if it does, it will be...
It's either that or Eden singing Bridge Over Troubled Water.
It will be beautiful.
With John Coleshaw back in... What are we going to do, because obviously, you know, we need to entertain the audience. We need to go and do something. We haven't got any ideas.
I have an idea.
Go on.
Dave might not like it, but I was thinking to throw into the ideas pot, maybe Dave could perform Love Boat. That could go with the ideas, the other ideas that we haven't really got.
Yeah. It's a bit random, isn't it?
Here we go, down a storm.
Dominic could do like his favourite One Road Travels from the past kind of 15 months.
A collection, the best of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm Dominic Byrne. We have the One Road Travel jingle here. Anybody shout me out a road or a problem?
I'll tell you the
having congestion on the A1! Love it. Alright, here we go. I see that working a treat.
I've just written down A1 heavy congestion.
That's great. Thank you. You're brilliant. Right, 7:38. And we'll play the brilliant Basement Jacks for you right now.
We met the Scissor Sisters, and we met Gwen Stefani. We met that Daniel Bedingfield, who's absolutely balmy. Dom's met many actor types, including Dustin Hoffman. But sadly, not much really rhymes with actor Dustin Hoffman.
I'm not loving it, but it's alright.
Do you think?
notion. I'ma break that birdie's neck. I go back to the jeweler who sold it to ya and make him eat every carrot. Don't fuck with that.
You just feel that he's sort of going over old ground, though, isn't he?
Well, yeah.
You know what I mean? You know, Haley this, Haley that, mum this, habit, you know. I've heard it all before. 8 Mile.
Do you want me to tell? I'll ring him if you want.
I'm not asked, really.
All right, fair enough. Right, it's 747, like the aeroplane. Alan is here.
Good morning.
Hello. We were talking before the show about going up to Sunderland. Weekend after next. And, asking Alan if he's looking forward to it and everything like that. And it dawned on me, I don't know if you know much about Sunderland.
Right.
I mean, I don't know, I may be wrong. Do you know where it is?
Yes.
Right. Where is it?
It's northeast. Yeah, that's right, northeast. Forgot my east and my west then, yeah, northeast.
Right, okay. But you know, like, how Leeds is in Yorkshire?
Yes.
Sunderland is in...
That, I don't know. Oh, Sunderland. No, it's not.
Sunderlandshire.
There's no such thing as Sunderlandshire, is there? Okay, Sunderlandshire.
No, that's right, Sunderlandshire. And, obviously when we go up there...
Yeah.
Football-wise, it's quite exciting.
Oh, okay.
Why is that?
I don't know anything about football, so I have no idea.
All right, we'll try and work it out.
Okay. Sunderlandshire will be playing.
No, it's not Sunderlandshire.
Right.
Just Sunderland.
Okay.
Right. Yes, they play on the Sunday.
That we're there.
Yeah, but why will that be an important game?
Because it means they might they might win the league they're in. Or
is correct.
Is that right?
It's correct, yeah.
That's good. Which league are they in then?
They're in the Championship.
Championship, okay. Oh, that same one as you.
Yes.
Okay.
Thanks. Cheers.
It's the right answer.
Who are they playing?
Well, I think they're playing Stoke,
aren't they? Stoke on the Sunday, yeah.
Okay, what else? Do you know what colours they play in?
No.
Have a guess.
Green and white.
No.
Green and blue.
No, forget the green.
Blue and a bit of red.
Forget the blue.
Red and white.
Correct.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, this is an easy game.
It's good, isn't it? No. Okay.
Yeah.
Whilst looking at me, where is Radio 1's Big Weekend?
Oh, that's not fair. I've been away. I've only come back for like a day.
Right. What are you looking at?
Ish.
Are you trying to see the lineup?
Last Thursday.
Rachel, you're not supposed to say that. You're supposed to be backing me up.
Okay. Is it A?
Yes.
The Henshaw Monument.
Oh, this is not fair.
Is it B? The Crenshaw Monument.
Yeah.
Is it C? The Penshaw Monument. Or is it D? The Wenshaw Monument.
Is there an E?
No, I'm sure
it's A.
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 Is the wrong answer.
Okay. B.
Right, okay, the answer is the Penshaw Monument.
Right.
Right, okay.
Is that the one that was on the screen yesterday?
Yes, you saw
it. Okay. Do you know what's shocking is I didn't...
It's the Stonehenge of the North.
They should make more of that, really.
What do you mean?
I think they should...
We'll put some fairy lights on it.
They could pretty
a little burger
bit
bar
more
in the corner.
Maybe I should just do my work on it and make it look, you know, a little bit more shiny.
Do you know what the Penshaw Monument is?
No.
Okay. Another
do you
know?
What is your work, by the way? When you say you do your work on it and make it shiny, no, what does that entail exactly?
I'd know, a bit of chiffon, maybe a bit of, you know, glitter. It'd look quite nice.
Bit of neon lights.
That would look good.
You could have the Penshaw Caf, bottom left-hand corner. And like a little kiosk, a little hole in the wall.
Kidding.
Yeah. Who are you looking forward to seeing?
For me, it's Gwen Stefani.
Gwen Stefani.
Gwen Stefani.
Gwen Stefani.
I'm a
so the man says in the jingle, it's Gwen Stefani.
Gwen Stefani.
And what in particular are you looking forward to seeing Miss Stefani sing?
Do you know what? I'm a fan of all three songs, actually, as it happens.
Right.
All three slowly have gone there.
And she's to be the lead singer of what band?
No Doubt.
Correct. Well done.
I don't like this game.
Right, let me ask you some more questions about the lineup.
The finger up, Rachel.
All right, Foo Fighters.
Right.
The lead singer of the Foo Fighters is...
Oh, Rachel.
Hang on, what?
The lead singer of the Foo Fighters, would you like some options?
Yes.
Is it A, Dave Grohl?
Right.
Is it B, David Scholl?
Right.
Or is it C, Dave Hull?
Right. David Grohl.
It's Dave Grohl. David. Yes, well, David Grohl.
When you meet him, you go up
how
to
how are you
say,
doing, Mr.
Hello,
David.
David.
The Chemical Brothers are playing.
Right.
How many people are in the Chemical Brothers?
two.
Are they brothers?
Oh, do you know, I don't know that. I'm going to say yes.
No, they're not.
I'm not sure, so
is their surname, is their surname actually Chemical?
Absolutely.
What are the names of the two men in the Chemical Brothers?
That I don't know.
Okay, brilliant.
Well, I need to know the answers.
What?
What are they?
Okay, is it A, Paul and Ed?
Okay.
Is it B, Tom and Dave? Is it C, Tom and Ed?
Anyone? Anyone? C.
It's the right answer. Okay, Kasabian. Where are they from?
Is there A, B, C here?
Okay. Yeah, if you want, yeah. Is it A, Leicester? Is it B, Nottingham? Is it C, Derby? Or is it E, Bristol?
Or is it F, Botswana?
What were the options again?
Leicester, Derby, Nottingham, Bristol.
Botswana. Derby. Not Derby.
Leicester.
This is good.
Oh, poor Aled.
Yeah, this is really fun. I'm enjoying this.
Okay. Let me have a look at another. Okay, the bravery. No, I'm joking. I'll ask you a question about the bravery. Basement Jacks.
Okay.
Okay. The two main lead singers of Basement Jacks, the two girls, okay, look like A, supermodels, B, normal girls next door, or C, the weather girls.
The weather girls.
Is the right answer.
The great voice.
The weather girls had a hit, a big hit with what?
It's raining men.
There you go.
Now we found our level.
We found the level. Natalie Imbruglia is, used to be in a show.
Yes.
But now she does music.
Yes.
Music from the shows is often related to musicals. Name three musicals ever.
This is a really hard one, this one. Obviously, you've got ABBA.
ABBA the musical, right? First musical you named. ABBA the musical.
Oliver.
Oliver.
And, oh, I don't know, Les Miserables.
There you go. Les Miserables. Like, I think you'll be fine up there.
Do you think?
Yeah. And when you walk out on stage, when you come out on stage
yes.
for the 15,000 people,
yes.
will you say, why I pet?
Right.
Or will you say, hello Geordies?
Right.
Or will you say, hello Alan Shearer lovers? Which one of those will you say?
Why I pet.
Why I pet.
Even I know that one.
Right.
So,
can't pull the wool over your eyes.
Oh, you know sharp. What about clubs?
What?
We've got some good clubs up there.
Are yeah, they've got a good few working men's clubs.
Great.
Yeah. I believe there's a conservatory club.
Conservative club?
It's out the back
of it. It might have a conservatory.
The back of a building.
Why don't I do my research on Sunderland,
right.
and then I can come back to you and impress you with all my facts.
Right, okay.
That'd be That's good. Yeah, we'll give you another quiz nearer the time.
Okay.
I think you'll do well, then.
I'll gem myself up on them.
Will
completely,
you?
Yeah.
Well, don't hurt yourself.
I'll know everything.
All right.
They got a beach, apparently.
Yes, they have.
It's great.
It's very similar to Cannes.
Is it?
Yeah, where they have the film festival every year.
Yachts and marinas.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There is a marina. It's very nice.
You'll like it.
Okay.
Right. But don't forget to wear your Newcastle United shirt, of course. For no. added impact.
Right.
Yeah. And then on the Monday, we hold auditions for your replacement. No, honestly, we'll look after you. I'll be fine. You'll be great, mate.
It was black and white.
Yeah,
that's right.
Those are colours you got to remember.
Right, black, okay. and white. Black and white. You're going to walk out on stage, shout as loud as you can, Toon Army, Toon Army.
Right, okay.
Right?
Fine.
Okay, good. Good luck. What did you say about that song when you heard it, Dom?
I said that tune is so fresh.
So fresh. Fresh,
exciting and new.
Yeah.
Performing in Sunderland as well, Gadjo.
Really?
Mm.
Gadjo.
Gadjo.
Tell me some facts about Gadjo, Dave.
It was a big, big record in Miami this year at the Winter Music Conference.
Really?
Mm. It cut some wicked flavours.
What?
Mm. That's how they speak, Kerry.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
That's what they say.
And
Dave, by the way, has gone very street. Mm. As indeed has Dominic.
Yeah.
Who early this morning told Kerry and myself and Toby that you were going to do what in Sunderland?
What did I say? Large it, I think. Was that the expression?
Mm. To which Toby replied, what does that actually mean, Dominic?
Mm. And I said, 3 pints of generic Australian lager.
Yeah. Woo!
Yeah, crazy talk.
You're going to let your hair down? You don't have any hair.
No, but...
You're bald.
I'll put hair on. That's how large it'll be. I'll wear hair.
Will you wear a wig?
No.
You just said you'll wear hair.
No, I'm not going to. I'm doing the opposite of...
Oh, wear a wig.
All right, then.
You should put your hair up.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Up in a box. In a cupboard in the bedroom. Generally described as wardrobes, of course, aren't they? There's cupboards and bedrooms. Oh. What's that, Doctor?
Willy-nilly.
Right, okay. Lord. Right, what should we have next? But Justin Timberlake, Dave?
Wicked.
New Oasis single?
Mm.
And if you'd like to be on Rob DJ's pub quiz, you can call now 08700 100 100 08700 100 100 to play Rob DJ's Monday night pub quiz, as we do every Tuesday morning. Let's get news to support with Dom and Carrie's Woman in Past Day.
A woman who conned neighbours out of thousands of pounds by claiming she had cancer has been jailed for 12 months. Karen Hansen from Clayton in West Yorkshire used the money to go on a luxury holiday to Euro Disney. There's Newsbeat's Flora Watkins.
Karen Hansen wore white makeup to convince people she'd only got 3 months to live. Regulars in her locals raised £5,000 by shaving off their hair and holding sponsored silences. The 39-year-old mum spent the cash on 5-star breaks to Euro Disney and London, but friends got suspicious when she was spotted working in a nearby pub. Friends say they're devastated by what she's done.
It's almost exactly 8:05.
What's the story about the woman who has gone to jail because she pretended she had cancer?
Yeah, she conned neighbours out of thousands of pounds by pretending she had cancer. She painted her face white to make it look as though she had 3 months to live.
First of all, in my humble opinion, and not the opinion of anybody else on the BBC, she's a sick cow and she deserves to go to jail. Number two, apparently she spent the £5,000, which is a hell of a lot of money, by going to Disneyland Paris.
That's right.
Now, if you had five, wouldn't you go somewhere a bit more exotic?
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? And trips to London? What was wrong with it? I'd have been off the Bahamas. Do you know what I mean? Oh, well, £5,000, here we go. Mickey Mouse it is. What's it got? Florida. And then the third thing in that story, apparently friends and neighbours became a little bit suspicious.
Yeah.
After she was working in a pub. Is that
yes,
right?
Yes, yeah.
Right. I'd have got suspicious after, because after she didn't die. Do you know that money we raised for that woman down the road, yeah? How many years ago was that? 2, 3? She's looking well. What happened there?
And she's just been jailed for 12 months now.
I like the fact that not only do you tell me the news, but you give me factual information about the news. You even told us how they raised the money, which I loved. I'm in the other room. I'm blowing my nose in the toilet. And I know all about the story from what 4 lines of information.
Mm.
Locals in a pub raised money by shaving their heads.
Yes.
And having sponsored silences. What? That's great.
But this is, you know, to illustrate how she conned people who were raising money for her in her local pub.
Yeah. I thought you were going to have a complete breakdown of the events held. The hopping on one leg to the bar event. No,
we deal with facts,
right?
And those were facts, as was the travel and as was the weather. Although the weather yesterday was slightly wrong,
right? Okay.
And I apologise for that if you did get wet.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, didn't it rain pretty much all day yesterday?
It didn't stop raining. Yeah,
what did you say
areas.
The weather would be?
A few showers, but generally very warm and sunny. I think Toby Seeley, who wrote the weather.
Is that Toby Seeley?
That's Toby Seeley, right. Who wrote the weather.
Is he the fellow who looks like, you know, what Harry Potter will look like in about 25 years' time?
That's it, I think so, yeah.
He does, though, doesn't he?
He does a little bit, yeah.
He's like a grown-up Harry Potter when he's lost all his powers.
That's right.
And has to work in an insurance company.
I have a very funny
Hello,
Toby...
it's Mr. Potter here calling from Blah 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 Insurance.
I have a very funny Toby Seeley Radio 1 big weekend story, actually. Have we got time to tell it?
Yes, is this for now?
Yeah. I think you have to tell the story.
Okay.
And anybody who knows Toby... You have to listen to this and tell all your friends.
Toby,
this
works,
is genius.
Toby works at Newsbeat and he's down with the kids and no messing.
Chemical Brothers came into Newsbeat about a week ago. Tom and Ed from Chemical Brothers walked into the studio, and Toby was going, "There's Chemical Brothers, there's Chemical Brothers. I love the Chemical Brothers, they're brilliant. Oh, that's so, I love them. Just as the door to the studio was closing, so they could hear and see Toby, Toby stood up, did a dance, but to the tune of, "Where's your head at? Where's your head at?" No, Toes, that's the Basement Jack set.
In your defence, Toby, would you like to say anything?
I did realise my error several days later.
Yeah. I love the Chemical Brothers. I'm such a massive fan. Where's your head at?
Oh, they gave me such a filthy look. It was brilliant.
Always in touch with the latest music.
08700 100. Oh, I love that, Glenn Miller. Where's your 08700 100 100. If you want to be on Rob DJ's pub quiz, there is still a space, so call now.
Beavley, Travis, Simon, Mayo, Mike Smith and Mike Reed, Tony Blackburn, Mark and Lord, Noel Edmonds and Steve Wright, Zoe Ball and Sarah Cox have also done this show, but let's be honest, all of them are rubbish compared to us.
That is great, the song. Oasis and Lila, weird video. Which you may have seen on Total Pops on Friday night. But I like that a lot. And it's out 2 weeks on Monday, 16th of May. I'll see them this year. See them playing live, Oasis.
Big gigs over the summer.
Big gigs, little gigs.
Yeah, that's true, actually.
So I'm like, if I can, I'll do both. I'll do little gig, and I'll do big gig. Dr. Mark Hamilton has tipped me off about something, and I really wish he hadn't, because I'm killing myself laughing. It's very funny. It's very visual, but it will make you all laugh. I guarantee, and I'll give you £50 if I don't make one of you laugh. But that's how confident I am. It's very, very funny. And all I can tell you is it's to do with celebrity lookalikes and a company which offers them up. And I found their web pages. And it's very, very, very funny. They're the equivalent of Dominic's impressions.
Okay.
Ardo. No Ardo.
Yep, there's Arnold Schwarzenegger there, of course.
And now it's time for Rob DJ's Monday Night Pub Quiz on Radio 1.
19 minutes past 8. Oh, hang on a sec. Apparently we've got Brian Connolly on the phone.
Hi, chappers. Happy birthday to you, mate.
I really confused him yesterday.
Oh, we left a message on his phone.
Did you do it in the end?
Yeah. He comes into the office yesterday and he kind of goes, "So who arranged for Brian Connolly to ring me?" And I'm like, "What? Who arranged for Brian to ring me?" And
we left a message on Chappa's voicemail on his mobile that was basically the chopped up version of your birthday message. So it went,
"Hi, chappers."
And then edit, and then he goes on.
That really threw him.
Anyway. Right, so it's Rob DJ's Monday Night Pub Quiz. Representing the boys today is Paul from Chelmsford. Representing the girls is Leanne from Weston-super-Mare. Here is the hostess, Rachel.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning,
Miss Jones.
I'll don't do that. You can turn your papers over now. I've selected some good questions today, which I think you'll hate some of them. So, yeah. Question number one, where would you have a lobotomy?
Chelmsford.
Hospital. Chelmsford.
Now, listen, the question is, where would you have a lobotomy?
That's true,
yeah. I was going to have a lobotomy, that is the question, I would have it in Chelmsford.
I'd choose a seaside town.
Remember, though...
Like
doesn't
Stanton.
Matter where you'd have it. It depends on where Rob DJ would have it.
I'd go to the seaside as well because it'd be nice for your recovery,
exactly.
Wouldn't it?
To have see
it. I don't get it. Where would you have it? You'd have it in hospital.
Where would you have a lobotomy?
Is that the question? Am I being?
Does anybody need a clue?
No.
Yeah, but is that? Am I?
No. I think
the wording of it is misleading.
I think it's to do with the part of the body.
Mm. Rather than the
most postcode. Associated with a lobotomy.
I do like your answer, Chelmsford, but I have to say that is wrong.
I think it's possibly the trail as well, by the way, already.
Can I have...
Can we not have a trail one day that just says us saying this will be the trail?
I just think the huge irony of you not being able to figure out the lobotomy question.
Well, no, I know what a lobotomy is.
I think so.
I just got that.
And The question is, where would you have a lobotomy? Yeah. Chelmsford.
Yeah.
And you said, by the way, smart ass, in hospital at the same time.
Yeah.
And in hospital is surely the right answer.
Both are possibly correct answers.
Yeah, it depends on what Rob DJ's put, though.
Well, he's put the hospital nearest him, probably.
That'd be St. James's, wouldn't
question
it?
Question number two.
Could be Jimmy's or the infirmary. Yeah. Yeah.
Question number two. Who wrote the children's book Winnie the Pooh in 1926?
Was it Dominic?
It wasn't me, silly Billy.
Do you want the real name or the author name?
The author name.
Okay.
Okay.
What do you mean, the real name or the author name?
Well, Stephen King changed his name, didn't he?
Question number three.
It's the one before The Shining.
Question number three is an anagram question.
Oh, I hate anagrams.
So write this down.
Can't.
Okay. Quiz, joy, and throbbing dumps is an anagram of this weekly event, and
I'm sorry.
Six words.
I'm sorry,
throbbing dumps.
You shouldn't say that on the radio at this time of the morning, Rach.
Throbbing dumps! I believe they're also playing at Radio Woods Big Weekend.
Mm. Marianne Hobbs is a big fan.
What an amazing record that is there. It's the Throbbing Dumps.
Oh, Carrie's got it.
I think I've got it.
Let's form a band, play Sunderland, call ourselves the Throbbing Dumps. We're on to a winner. Mouldy looking stain will look rubbish in comparison.
What are you going to dress up as?
A throbbing... Anyway.
Hmm. Oh, do you want that one repeated? You can.
No.
I tell you what, you can work that one out during the records. I'll let you do that.
No, that's not fair.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is, Carrie. I've said so, so we're doing it. Right, question number four.
Pipe down.
Question number four. What is the next number in this prime numbers sequence?
All my favourites.
5, 7, 11, 13, 17, 19, 23.
Easy.
And what comes next?
Easy, got it already.
So
thank
if you play,
you.
Play it
good
at
night.
Home.
God bless. Thanks for playing. Sayonara. See ya.
If you're playing at home, that's 5, 7, 11, 13, 17, 19, yep. 23.
And by the way,
what comes next?
That's what I ordered from my local Chinese last night.
That's probably quite a good one if you're doing GCSE math.
Thank you very much. Good I'm there. Here all week. Try the veal.
Right, last question.
Start the car.
Which is the largest country in South America?
Chelmsford.
Dominic, what is that face?
It's the face of...
Top of the Pops.
Yep.
It's the face of when cousins marry. I'm joking, obviously. Willy-nilly indeed. I'm sorry.
That's cruel, harsh, and unnecessary.
Does anybody need any more repeating?
I need the answer to number 5.
You can't have it.
Right.
Which is the largest country in South America?
Mid or South or...
South.
South America.
America.
There's
stupid.
No mid-America.
Yeah, do you mean North South America, or do you mean East South America?
South America is a continent, Alan, right?
I know that.
Idiot.
Yeah.
Okay.
By the way, I'll give you a clue, Alan.
Yeah.
Okay, the largest country in South America is lobotomy.
Right. Right,
okay. Let's play a record and then we'll do the answers.
All right, okay, fine. I'd like to dedicate this to my girlfriend because the record irritates her. Now, every day on holiday, I'd walk up to her and she'd be having a nice time, and I'd ruin it by going in her ear.
Woke up in the middle of the night and I noticed my girl wasn't on my side. Could have sworn I was dreaming, for her I was feigning, so I had to take another ride. So lonely, Mr. Lonely, I have nobody,
£100 on with Joe Wiley that the song's gonna get a number one. By the way, have you noticed Joe Wiley's taking one of her, you know, 2 day sickies? Come back off being sick with a tan. Load of duty free fags. She'll stay around the office and get told off for. What was that?
Bring that up again.
I'm not bringing anything up again. Come here, Dave. Anybody want any cheap fags?
Nearly got an official warning for that.
And now it's time for Rob DJ's Monday Night Pub Quiz on Radio 1.
Not surprised, I went in for New York. It's a really famous duty free. Right, morning, Paul.
Morning, Chris. How you doing?
Very good. How well do you think you've got on in today's quiz?
Two, possibly.
Two?
Okay. Two, I reckon, yeah.
I've got to say, I love your last answer, and I will come to you first for that because it's genius. And you're playing against Leanne. Hello, Leanne.
Hi, Chris.
Hello, Leanne. Who are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
So, is this Paul again? How well do you think you've done, Liam?
Rubbish.
Rubbish? Okay, good. Chappers. Right, okay, let's run through the answers. Try the field! Thank you. Right, here we go then.
All right, question number one. Where would you have a lobotomy?
Chelmsford.
We'll go to Paul first.
Brain, or in your head.
Leanne.
On the brain.
Chris.
In the head.
Dom.
Head, brain.
Carrie.
Dom, you wrote head, I wrote brain.
Yeah. Dave. Head. Well, it's head in your head.
Yeah, where?
On your head.
Dave.
Head.
Aled.
Head.
The correct answer on the sheet is the brain.
Well, no, well, no. The brain is in the head.
We haven't got time to argue. We've got the
news. Well, give us head then. Oh, no.
No, I will not. You've got to put brain down.
Give me a point for saying head.
No.
There's the trail.
Please.
Oh,
I'm begging you.
Move on.
Question number two. Who wrote the children's book Winnie the Pooh in 1926? Dom.
A.A. Milne.
Carrie.
A.A. Milne.
Dave.
Enid Blyton.
Oh. Aled.
Dunno.
Chris.
A.A. Milne.
Paul.
Enid Blyton.
Leanne.
A.A. Milne.
The correct answer was A.A. Milne.
Nice one, Paul. You're letting us down.
Enid Blyton. Okay, anagram question. Quiz, joy and throbbing dumps is an anagram of this weekly event. Chris.
I have no idea.
Paul.
No idea.
Leanne.
No idea.
Dom.
Well, it's nearly Rob DJ's pub quiz.
Oh, no.
Carrie.
No.
It's actually Rob DJ's Monday night pub quiz.
Ah.
Hang on. Is that not six words?
Is there M in it?
Rob DJ's Monday night pub quiz.
There's no M in it.
What?
There's no M in it.
Dumps.
Oh, yeah, there is part of
dumps. Dumps. Yeah.
The correct answer was Rob DJ's Monday night pub quiz.
I didn't know, but changing the guard.
And what did I say to you? He's always a smart ass, isn't he? Anybody who top of pops. Ah, shut up, you tart. Right.
Question number four. What is the next number in this prime number sequence? 5, 7, 11, 13, 17, 19, 23 days.
No.
29.
Oh, Carrie, beautiful.
25.
Yes.
Dom.
25.
Chris.
25.
Aled.
27.
Paul.
25.
Leanne?
29.
Okay, the correct answer on the sheet is 29. A prime number can be divided only by itself and by one.
Hang on a second, what?
How? That can't be right. I'm going to have to phone my mum during the news.
29, get in.
Hang on a second.
Prime numbers.
Here's the sequence. Right, the difference between 5 and 7 is 2. The difference between 7 and 11 is 4. The difference between 11 and 13 is 2. The difference between 13 and 17 is 4. The difference between 17 and 19 is 2. The difference between 19 and 23 is 4. So the next number will be 25.
Yeah, but you're wrong. They're prime numbers. Well, you missed it, the sequence.
No, what is the next number in this prime number sequence? The fact that they're prime numbers is coincidental.
29.
So the sequence of the numbers, which Dom and I write.
Yeah, 29.
I'll call my mum during the news.
We need to get Rob DJ on about
Dave
this.
Dave wins.
Yeah.
No, because, by the way, well, there should also be a point for head.
Okay, we'll call Rob during the news. Right, last question, number five.
Listen, I want a point for head.
I want a point.
So do I.
You can't.
I've given myself one for head anyway.
You're not after right. Which is the largest country in South America? Paul.
California,
brilliant.
Leanne.
What did you say?
Brazil.
Dom.
Brazil.
Harry.
Brazil.
Dave.
Brazil.
Aled.
Brazil.
Chris.
I thought I was wrong and I put Brazil.
The correct answer is Brazil.
Yay! By the way, can I just say, Aled, you don't spell Brazil like that.
Okay. Anybody get 5?
I should have got 5 because 25 is technically an.
It's not, you got it wrong.
Harry, you didn't get 5. 4.
Yay!
3.
Yes.
No, you didn't get 3.
Yeah, I did. 4, yeah, well done.
I did.
3.
You didn't because you
I
put
did.
Head.
I got 3.
You put head.
It should be right.
No, it's not.
So in other words, you got 2 like me.
I'm totally lost who's won.
Leanne won.
Woo!
Hey.
Well done, Leanne.
So well done, Leanne.
Thank you.
Paul, you were rubbish.
Thanks very much.
Yep. California is the largest country in South America, of course.
Yeah, it's early in the morning.
I love that. By the fact that, actually, technically, California is actually on the west coast as well, so it wouldn't even be west of coast of America. Thank you, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well done, Leanne.
Bye.
Okay, and good luck with continuing to sound female. All right, bye-bye now.
Me, I wish you just look a little bit scary.
Not nice.
Huh?
That's not nice.
You sound like a bloke.
You're not nice.
Oh, come on, do me a favour. I thought it was one of you, not mine. I thought it was Toby Seeley. I'm going to start singing Where's Your Head At? I'm going to get Rob DJ on the phone, because I'm not happy with that quiz today at all.
can't be, right, it's got to be head. Because the brain's in the head. You'd operate in the head.
Exactly.
And 25.
Yeah, but head incorporates eyes, nose, mouth, ears, various other bits.
And lobotomy is removing part of the brain.
Yeah.
Right? So you can't do part of the brain in the brain, it's in the head.
There's a difference between face and head.
Yeah.
Where would you have a lobotomy?
Head.
Brain.
Where?
You wouldn't have in your elbow, would you?
In the head. Oh, and by the way, head. I think half a point for Chelmsford as well. Right, we'll clear this up in the next half of the show. Let's go on about it or anything like that. We've got nothing better to do, have we? Freeloaders coming up and a top song from the Strokes. Let's get some news first from Dominic. It's a little bit late. 8:34.
Just gone 8:38.
Okay, so Dr. Mark Hamilton told me about this website, which is a lookalike agency, and we will have a look at this shortly. Topics to choose from include comedians and TV presenters and sport people, models, those kinds. So you had to choose one at random out of that list.
Sports personalities.
Sports personalities. All right, very good. Let me go to that. Let me pull up a good one for you. Obviously, there's lots of David Beckham.
Mm-hmm.
And some that actually look slightly like him if you really, really squint your eyes. But here's one for you, Dave. Yeah. That's Wayne Rooney, of course. If I just move that around there, you can see in all his glory. Okay. In other words, what it is
some gumless lad in an England shirt.
Yeah, it's a spotty teenager with big ears. The best way to Rooney look alike is his brother.
Yeah, Graham.
Yeah, who really looks like him. Anyway, more fun with those later. And are we going to ring Rob and sort out these
clear
quiz
this
questions?
Up. Right, it's not okay. Right.
Fine. Sorting out the quiz because I'm not happy with the results. Right?
Yeah.
Not happy man at all. Dominic, what, you put 25 too?
I put 25, yeah.
It's not a prime number. 25 is divisible by 5. 27 divisible by 3. 29 is the next one. I know it's unusual for me to be explaining maths to you.
I don't even know what a prime number is. All I know is I worked out a sequence, therefore it must work.
Yeah, but you're wrong, because a prime number is only divisible by itself and 1. Okay?
I don't even know what that means. Look, the answer's 25. Or we at least get half a point. And I want one for head. Chris Moyle Show. Good morning. Oh, yes. In case Lard's listening. It's the Strokes and it's Reptilian. Now, we need to talk to Rob DJ. It's not time for... just forget that a bit.
A pub quiz on Radio 1.
Morning, Rob.
Morning.
It's Rob DJ!
Yay!
Right, we've got problems, Rob.
Why, what's up?
Right, number one, were you listening?
Yes, I was listening.
Number one, where would you have a lobotomy? I said Chelmsford.
You could do, yeah.
Right.
The hospital in Chelmsford.
Secondly, hospital.
Yeah.
Third, could head.
Be. Could be.
But Rachel didn't want to give us a point for the answer head.
Because the rules usually are...
I understand that,
what is ever on the sheet.
But there were a couple of problems, so I thought I would get Rob on, as he is the author of said question.
Yeah, it's probably the wording on that. It should have been, you know...
Exactly.
Which part of the body...
Mm.
Yes, head, then.
You have a lobotomy, I suppose, is the correct wording on that, I suppose.
And that's head.
From the old wording.
So, can we have half a point for head?
I think if you're in the pub, you'd get half a point.
Yeah.
Hooray!
You're too soft.
So half a point.
Two and a half then, Rachel, I got.
Right, lovely. And next one is I can't tell you the row that your number sequence number thing has caused. As I left the studio, Carrie, who's normally a very bright, posh, horsey lady, I was going to mention Friday night. Anyway, she, as I walked out of the studio, I literally heard her go, well, I mean, okay, it's certainly the wording is very, very confusing because 25 really does work. And at that point, I thought, I actually don't care. I'm off for a fag. So, can you explain that?
Well, I can't because I'm not a mathematician, but basically, 29 is the next number. A prime number can divide it only by itself and by 1. Now, Rachel might be able to help us out here because I believe she's spoken to her mother.
See, I don't understand that, because surely every number can be divided by itself.
No, but what they're saying is, right, if you've got 25...
How many 24s in 24? One.
Yeah, but listen.
Do you know what every number is?
This is good.
You can divide.
Well, you know, I know that prime numbers have been pretty much sorted out many, many years before I was born. Mm. However,
is Dave going to explain the math question?
Yeah, no, I am. Honestly, I am. I mean, I know this is unusual.
Get ready.
Okay, the root of the problem here is the fact that on this prime number question, Chris and Dominic and anyone else who's got it wrong doesn't understand what a prime number is.
True.
And as we said before, and if you don't know...
I know, Carrie does.
I know what a prime number is.
Dominic and I don't.
I didn't list your name there in the stupid group.
Let Dave finish, Carrie.
Right, so... Right, these are all
prime... It's a fight! It's just like the PFA Awards!
These are all prime numbers. 5, 7, 11, 13, 17. They can only be divided by themselves as one, as Rob correctly stated. 25 can be divided by 5, obviously. Yeah?
Well, hang on. 25 can be divided by 25.
Yes, but...
26 can be divided by 26. So why is 26 not a prime number?
Because 26 can be divided by 13.
Well, hang on. What?
See, the annoying thing is that we are actually wrong.
And by two.
No, I know.
But that's right? Annoying.
But never let the fact get in the way of a good argument.
Right? It can be divided by two
well,
and by 13.
Is three a prime number?
Yes.
Numbers, it's two. Numbers can be divided by any other number.
Hang on, two can be divided by two.
Actually, no, two is a prime number.
Yeah, but one and two don't count as prime numbers.
Three is.
You're listening
four
to
isn't.
Radio 1.
Why isn't two?
It can be divided by itself, two and one, because two ones are two. Anyway, the problem with this sequence question is that the numbers actually form another sequence.
The thing is...
The prime number thing is like, okay, prime number, I admit I got it wrong, I didn't get the prime number, but there is another sequence within that, you know, that little question.
Can I just say,
that's not through us all.
Dave, I'm quite happy arguing for as long as possible, but, yeah. I'm quite willing to actually kind of wrap it all up very quickly.
Oh, yeah, I'm not fussed now. I mean, on this occasion, I'm clearly right.
On that question, it's basically down to the fact that the wording is prime number sequence.
He's prime. Dave and Rob are actually completely right.
And the thing is, actually, I wasn't confused because I never saw the other sequence.
There is another number which would follow in sequence to those numbers, but it says, what's the next number in this prime number sequence?
That's right.
However, being picky, Rob DJ,
yes,
it doesn't say, what is the next prime number in this prime number sequence. It says, what is the next number in this prime number sequence? Now, the sequence so far all happen to be prime numbers. Doesn't necessarily say that the answer should be a prime number.
I'll give you that one.
That's a bit pedantic.
I know, but it's worth half a point. Which means it brings my grand total to 3 out of 5 this week.
Yeah, me too.
You don't
too.
Get half of that.
You do?
No, you don't.
If I was in the pub, Rob, I'd just weigh you down until you said, fine, you can have half a point.
Well, yeah, you would. Yeah,
well, there you go.
Was there a fight in the pub over this one, Rob?
No.
And everyone got it wrong, did they?
We had a bit of a problem with the Chelsea question, actually.
What was the Chelsea question?
The 14 on your sheet.
Oh, we haven't got it in front of us.
Oh, haven't you?
Mm-hmm.
Prior to Chelsea and Liverpool on Wednesday night, who were the last English club to appear in the Champions League semi-final? And the actual answer is Chelsea. The previous year, obviously last year, they appeared in the Champions League semi-final.
Oh, I see. I see what you did
but
there.
But people... Right, I see.
Yeah, the question is, would I have got half a point for 25?
No.
Right. I'd have just put 25 down for any answer.
It's wrong.
All right. Don't have a go at me. How's the house, Rob?
Big.
Right. Good.
We've got pictures.
Have we got more pictures?
Yeah, we've got pickies upstairs. I'll show you.
I like the fact that Rob DJ was told to take his fence down because it was too high, yet he's allowed to build the most humongous extension of his house you've ever seen. To the point where it's bigger than my house,
God
his extension.
Lee, careful.
Hey?
God bless Lee, to be careful.
I know. If you'd have only applied for planning permission as well, I bet they'd have said yes. Oh, only joking, of course. Anyway, well, have a good day.
Thank you.
All right. And
you too.
Goodbye. Are you going to Lucas Radomy's testimonial, by the way?
I am, definitely.
Are you?
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
That's going to be absolutely mega.
That'll be a great game. Just don't cause any trouble.
And the Kaiser Chiefs are playing at halftime.
Are they really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. Oh, right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I might see you the weekend.
Okay, then.
Bye, Rob.
Take care.
Bye.
Thanks, Rob.
Bye.
I'm glad I cleared all that up.
Mm.
Anybody else have any more problems, or can we move on to Scott Mills?
We can move on.
Oh, yeah, that is... The Coral on Radio 1.
Like
what?
Like that.
Okay. I want you to put this into your computer. www.that, right? And then you can play along.
Okay.
This is the website that Dr. Mark Hamilton told me about. I can't say what it is on the air because I just can't. they're lookalikes, basically. You know, people who look like famous celebrities. And they're hilarious. They're absolutely hilarious. They range, I've got to be honest, from some which look brilliant to some where you go, who is that meant to be? And the whole point of a good lookalike is you go, wow, that lookalike's Elton John, or that lookalike's Delbot, if you found it.
Mm.
Okay, if you go to, it's like view all the lookalikes a little bit further down the page, click on the open page and then, it's brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. You found it? View, 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 view. Come on.
I can't find it.
Well, show me your page.
Here. There, that one.
Right. Click in the middle. Click on the right, a little bit higher. There.
Yeah?
Right, click there.
Okay.
Right, go to the bottom. Right, see the
oh, yeah, 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 yeah. I'm with you. Right, yeah, okay, there.
Fine. Right, are you in there now?
Yep.
Okay, from that list, go to, where is it? Comical lookalikes. Comical. Okay? Which is a little bit further down the page.
Is that under C?
Yes, Dave. Which is, by the way, it was a prime number.
C for Chelmsford.
Have you got that?
No.
Brilliant. And then when you scroll down there, you get some fantastic people. You get a lot of AbFab lookalikes. And then you get Del Boy lookalikes. And then you get Grandad and Uncle Albert lookalikes. Then you get the Harry Hill lookalike, which is the funniest thing
Harry Hill, right,
I have seen for ages. I have to be able to contact this company today and get the permission to
which
put
one? Because
on
there's two.
Site. The Harry Hills?
Yeah.
It's the first one, I think.
Okay.
The other fellow that
initials PH.
Yeah. Brilliant. Right, we'll talk about that in a minute. Tina Slink Dave, The Cult, She Sells Sanctuary.
She Sells Sanctuary was first released in 1985 and was taken from the album Love. Love rhymes with glove, which is something you'd wear on your hand. Hand in Glove was a 1984 hit for Sandy Shaw, who was famous for not wearing shoes, a bit like Zola Budd. Zola Budd is from South Africa, and in that respect shares something in common with Nelson Mandela. Nelson Mandela once had a celebrity ground force makeover from Alan Titchmarsh, Charlie Dimmock and Tommy Walsh. Tommy Walsh supports Arsenal, who last night beat North London rival Spurs. Spurs are worn by cowboys on their boots, while boots of a sporting nature are likely to possess studs. Studs is also a word associated with body piercing and horse breeding. One of the most famous horse breeders is Jenny Pittman. Jenny Pittman shares the same first name as Jenny Powell, who used to present Wheel of Fortune but is now a celebrity wrestler. Celebrity wrestling is up against Doctor Who on a Saturday night. Saturday night was a number one chart topper in 1994 for Wigfield, and Wigfield is a good example of an international female solo artist who only has one name, and in that respect shares something in common with Lulu, Anastasia, Asia, Khalees, and of course Madonna, which links us to Madonna and Like a Prayer.
Is the original version or is it the one off her Immaculate Collection, which is slightly remixed?
The original, obviously.
Beautiful. Here we go, the Nice and Loud for Madonna. In the days when she was brilliant, Madonna and Like a Prayer. Today's TD Slink for Tuesday. The question that we always ask Dave afterwards is, was it a seamless link, Dave?
There are a couple of points of query.
Which are?
Number one, people are saying that Tommy Walsh actually supports West Ham and not Arsenal, as stated by me. Now, my evidence for this was the fact that I, a couple of years ago, saw Tommy Walsh at an Arsenal Champions League match.
Right.
Against Real Mallorca, I think. And he was there, which brought me to assume
that you were at the Sunderland game at the weekend.
Well, this is true, so it doesn't always bear true, but I just assumed that he was a celebrity gooner, so he perhaps isn't, and if he isn't, I apologise for what must be insulting. The other bit concerns Jenny Pittman, who I said was a famous horse breeder. It could well be, with a bit of, you know, terminology mistake, that she's in fact a famous horse trainer.
Right.
A trainer's being different to breeders.
What's the difference?
Well, horse breeders breed horses.
Right.
While horse trainers train horses.
Right, got you. It really is that simple.
Yeah, but right. I think, was that it? Was that it, Rachel? Those two?
Also, Jenny Powell didn't present Wheel of Fortune. She turned the things around.
Well, she was a co-presenter. She was a presenter on Wheel of Fortune, along with Nikki Campbell, of course.
Hello.
And Bradley Walsh, not at the same time.
Good. Bar that, though, seamless.
Seamless.
Right, lovely. It's our time on the show. It's a bit where Dave will now say,
let's get ready to rumble!
It's the Scott Mills ridiculous echo setting again. What echo does he use that for?
It's horrible, isn't it?
Still going.
Mm.
It could be Zane. He comes from in here, doesn't he?
No.
Doesn't he?
That's just... That echo is ridiculous. Anyway, right, so, onto the website then, OK?
Yeah, yeah.
It's the website I'm telling you about. If you go, Rachel, to the comical lookalikes. Now, I think we should get some of these for our next appearance. It's almost at the bottom of the screen.
Yeah, yeah, I've got it.
All right. No, just look for you to look behind you. Right. If you scroll down through the AbFab people.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
You get to David Jason. Right?
Yeah.
Okay? Now, one of these I've worked with, but I'm not sure which one, but the one I've worked with is brilliant. He's really good.
I mean, to be fair, he's not bad.
Yeah.
As far as lookalikes go. Yeah.
And then there's another one underneath. And then there's one underneath that that's...
Well, I mean, it would do the job, wouldn't it?
And then underneath that, there's one just to buy the car. And, yeah. Then there's Uncle Albert. All right?
Looks like he's got a toilet seat round his neck.
The best one is underneath that, which is Harry Hill. Now, I don't know whether Harry Hill would be insulted by this or flattered by that particular lookalike. Anyway, keep going down, all right, underneath Harry Hill. It's an Avid Merrion lookalike and sound alike.
Yeah.
Have you got to him yet?
Yeah, he's a bit skinny in the face, isn't
yeah.
he?
Yeah, okay.
He looks a bit like Frank Skinner.
Don't scroll down yet.
Okay. Yeah.
Now, obviously he's got a similar jacket on, the neck brace, he has the ginger hair, he's got the goatee, so he looks like Avid Merrion. Scroll down to the next person. That's right, it's a Peter Kay lookalike.
What is anything like Peter Kay?
Go underneath that.
It's a Max and...
It's a Max lookalike from Max and Paddy, right? And I know him.
I've met him as well, haven't
I? Yeah, you have. Which is quite worrying. Anyway, let's swiftly move on. Then underneath that is like a comedy butler, right? Move past him and he gets...
What? Is that a real person?
Well, I think so, yeah.
Because it looks like... Wax.
He looks odd. Anyway, scroll down again and you get to the David Brent lookalikes, right? Now, these are genius. We have to get these photos on our website today. Or at least let us plug their site, one or the other. Right?
It's not bad.
But the first guy...
Yeah, I mean, at the moment, I'm looking at one guy in a sort of light greeny shirt with the three pictures of him. And I think it's actually a very good lookalike.
Go to the next one. Where he's doing the dance pose and the dance pose face.
Again, not okay. as good, but right. not bad.
Okay. Go to the next one.
Rubbish. not even close, is
it's
it?
It's a bloke with a goatee wearing a shirt and tie.
But...
Of which you see thousands walking past you on the way to work every day.
But in his defence, on that first picture, he does have that, you know, that really irritating smile that David Brent has? That's a real smarmy.
All right, go to the next one. It's a bloke sitting in a chair.
Yeah, he doesn't look like David Brent.
He looks more like Steve Penk of TV
yeah,
Nightmares.
Yeah, he does.
All right, then you flick through and you get flick all the way through Ali G.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? And you'll
he's
get
not,
to,
he's not bad.
You'll get to flick all the way through, there's loads, you'll get to one which will make you laugh.
What, an Ali G that'll make
okay,
you laugh?
Go to the end of Ali G.
Okay.
Go through all the Ali G lookalikes, and which one, by the way, is superb.
Right, I'm at the end of Ali G.
Right, and then go to the next one. That's right. It's Smashy and Nicey lookalikes. Can we plug the site or can we put the pictures on the light? Why can't we plug the site? What?
Because we'll crash it.
Well, ring them up and see if we can have them.
Okay.
Because we're doing a link where people are going, I want to see the photos. I can't see. And then there's some Austin Powers lookalikes and then it just kind of goes on and on and on. But I've got to say, that kills me, especially Nicey lookalike. And the rubbish David Brent. I just imagine having to look like someone all the time, because that's what you do, that's your job. Do you know what I mean?
But it makes you think, though, looking at some of these, that actually we could be lookalikes if we wanted to. There's got to be, you know...
George Clooney.
yeah, you know.
Brad Pitt, Bruce Forsyth.
Tom Cruise.
Yeah. More like Tom York.
Yeah.
Take you in the eye, push it on stage. I wonder if there's any Rachel lookalikes out there.
I feel sorry for them if there is.
What a life they lead. They spend so much time in the mirror trying to perfect the voice and the look. Hello, I'm Rachel. Hello, I'm Rachel.
Maybe that's what we do for Sunderland. We try and find people who look like all of us, and then they go on stage.
That'd be so ridiculous.
It'd be hilarious.
Yeah, because what you'll do is you'll find some great big fat bloke who looks like me.
It'd be funny.
Just try and find somebody really fat and go, ladies and gentlemen, Chris Moyles, and I'm not having that. So, no. Rachel.
The lines are open for car park catchphrase. 08700 100 100. You need to be in a car, know your catchphrases, and be in a car park. That number again, 08700 100 100.
It's 9:13. It grows on you, trust me. It really does. First time I heard it, I thought it was pants. It really grows on you. Honestly, trust me. Aled, am I right or what?
Absolutely.
It really does. Holla back, girl. I can't emphasise enough, by the way, for you lucky men who have tickets for Radio 1's Big Weekend in Sunderland for the Sunday to see Gwen Stefani. In a lot of her videos, she reminds me of Dave's wife. Said this before, haven't we? Which is a really nice compliment to pay Dave and, more importantly, his wife, which wasn't like a few years ago when my girlfriend got compared to Daniela Westbrook. Do you remember that one? By your wife. We go Gwen Stefani, she goes Daniela Westbrook. She doesn't look anything like Daniela Westbrook.
I didn't say it, I don't think.
But anyway, see, judge for yourself. Well, you can't judge for yourself.
She's not there.
Hi, I'm Gwen Stefani. I want to bring my friend.
Oh, she's there.
Emma Riddy on stage.
Emma's not.
Hello! Is she not going, is she?
No, she can't, unfortunately.
Do you know, they don't look similar in the flesh, just in the videos, I feel. Emma's videos, obviously.
Yeah.
Hey, when have you seen her videos? Not that she has videos, obviously, 922.
Are you bringing Zinedine Zidane to Sunderland, Rachel, your football lookalike boyfriend?
No.
Really? You're not bringing Gazza?
No. I don't think so.
We're all out on...
Why, do you want him to come?
What?
Do you want him to come along?
Well, no. Never mind, really. We all went out for Dave's birthday, and Rachel's sitting down with her boyfriend, and on the other side of her boyfriend is our friend Sandy, who makes all the jingles for the show. Sandy leans over Rachel's boyfriend and says to Rachel, so, is your lovely boyfriend going to be joining us for a drink tonight? He goes, I'm here. Oh, wait. Oh, sorry, mate. I didn't recognise you.
Granted, he's had his hair cut, and it does make him look different.
How long have you been sitting there for?
Ages.
20 minutes?
Yes.
Chatting away. How's things? Yeah, great. Anyway, excuse me 1 second, mate. So, Rachel, when's your boyfriend? I'm here. No, I'm going to sit next to you.
He'd only just turned up. Okay. Sandy had him. That was very amusing.
Anyway, good. We've got these tickets to give away for Saturday. We've got separate tickets, haven't we, for Saturdays and Sunday for the Radio 1 Big Weekend. And we gave some away yesterday. I don't know if we're going to give away any today. I'll probably be honest and say probably not, which means tomorrow, randomly, I might give away 2 pairs of tickets. So we'll work out what we're going to do, but it'll be something really random tomorrow. If you want to get tickets for Sunderland, be listening tomorrow on Radio 1.
New to BBC Three, intensive training for stressed out parents.
What is it with kids? They just don't seem to get what you say to them. You ask them to do one thing and they do another. When they're still awake at 3 a.m, you say to them, please sleep, your cot is so nice, it's bad if you don't rest. But they take no notice. It's like they're hearing blah, 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 cot, blah, 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 bad. You ask them to eat the dinner and not to throw it. But they don't hear that. They hear blah, 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 dinner, blah, 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 throw it.
Need an interpreter? Find one at the House of Tiny Tearaways every night in May on BBC Three.
I never knew that. See, I never knew that. I'm not a father. I'm you know, but I know my girlfriend's got like a niece and a new nephew. But I never knew that when you talk to them and you go, you know, would you like to go and sit at the table and have your dinner? All they hear is blah 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 table blah 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 dinner.
I didn't know that either.
You know, I must admit. So why don't you just then talk to a child and go, blah, 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 dinner? Other words are surely just a waste. Blah, 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 dinner. Oh, it was really cute the other day. I'm really not into kids at all, just because I'm not, and because of my age, and I'm just, you know, maybe I should be, but I'm not at all. But the other day, tell me if this is, and I'm sure this is right, I go around the other day and to see Sophie's niece, and we get there, and she opens the door, and she's really excited to see her auntie and me, and she's so excited, she wants to show me her wee. She's done a wee in a potty, and she wants to show it to everybody. Riss. That's me, by the way. Riss, right? 2 years old, can't even say Chris. She's got Riss. So Dad comes in and goes, I'm making a cup of tea. You've got to go in and see her wee. And so I go in, and they're like this before I go in. Just look, be really pleased and, like, really excited. Like, well done, well done. So I find myself standing in a bathroom of my girlfriend's brother's house, saying to a two-year-old girl, wow, well done, well done. That's great. You had a wee. And she's going, wee. Kids, I just, you know, how bizarre. I started showing her the Rajar figures from last quarter. Seriously, she just so wasn't interested.
You should have told her your boy's own story. Hey, you would have had something in common in that.
Yeah, no, that's not. It's 9:26. I like the album. You got it?
No.
I've sold out my albums the other day. I've got two Kasabian albums and two Razorlight albums. What a lucky boy I am. You know what happens is I get sent the free album by the record company and I go, oh, I'll take that and listen to it. And then a song will come out or whatever. I go, oh, I must go and buy the album. Go and buy it. Go home. Put it in R. I go, next to Razorlight. Oh, look, I've already got two. So I might have a massive car boot when I go up to Sunderland. Sell all my CDs.
CD
and obviously give all the money to charity. Mm. So you better set up one of them charities, Dave. Yes, Rachel, what do you want to say?
Do that on stage.
What?
For the 5 minutes.
What, a car boot sale?
Yeah,
you're an idiot. Right, coming up, Scissor Sisters and the game. Let's get news of sport with Dominic and Carrie. It's 9:30.
And the quarterfinals of Snooker's World Championship get underway at the Crucible. Sean Murphy plays Steve Davis. Stephen Hendry's up against Matthew Stevens. It's Ronnie O'Sullivan against Peter Ebdon. And Ian McCulloch tackles Alan McManus.
And the weather, showery rain this morning. Some of it heavy and thundery with some sunny spells.
Ian McCulloch and Mick McManus?
Alan
what
McManus.
What kind of celebrity reality TV show is that?
Was Mick McManus the wrestler?
Yes.
Was he?
Yeah.
In the funny leotard.
That's like Ian Brody from The Lightning Seeds and Big Daddy. Morning, Ian, if you're listening. I don't know. Beep, beep, one more
travel, Dominic. Tuesday, the 26th of April, is Merseyside morning on One Road Travel, has been since the show started. Beep, beep. Thanks. This time it's the A5036. One lane's closed, eastbound, Dunningsbridge Road in Sefton, that's at the Park Lane West Junction. It's all for emergency repairs, so have fun and drive carefully. Beep, beep. One Road Travel, Dominic. Just got 9:34.
It is, of course, day two of my No Drink Till! Sunderland! I'm off the drink until I get to Sunderland, and I can't wait. Dave is off the drink until Fulham away. And Dom, did you have a drink yesterday?
I did, actually, yeah.
You did?
I'm on the drink until Sunderland, where there I may drink less than I would have done ordinarily.
Carrie, did you have a drink yesterday?
No, I didn't, actually.
Do you fancy doing the 10-day detox?
I'll give it a try.
That's a no.
Oh no, I'll give it a go.
Rachel?
Yes.
Are you not drinking until Sunderland?
Do you know what?
Go on.
I think I might.
What?
Join you.
Really?
Mm. But I'm thinking I might need to drink before I go to Sunderland just to, you know, prepare myself for a big weekend.
Yeah, but you don't need to have a good time.
Yeah. No, not at all.
And you'll feel so much better.
So much better. Go on, Dom.
What?
Give it a try.
He won't do it. He's worse than me.
I don't drink that much anyway, to be honest with you.
You drank yesterday?
Yeah, but that was at home. That was a few glasses of white wine.
On your own?
No, with...
In the middle of the day?
With my two-year-old son.
Really?
He wasn't drinking
wine. What's his favourite wine? Baby Sham?
Yeah, he doesn't drink alcohol. It was just me. Just for anyone who wants to text in and weird health issues.
But you were bathing him.
What? In wine.
Sponge in
I wasn't bathing him in wine.
Sponge in one hand, glass of wine in the other.
I had two glasses of cold white wine, which went down lovely for a Monday night. It's nice.
Right.
Don't need any more than that, you see.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, do it with us. 10 days off. Everyone do it. Just.
See, that's what? Where it'll all go wrong, what? Particularly for me, if we all start making each other do it.
Rachel's going, no drink till... Lunchtime! That's what you're doing, isn't it? No drink till lunchtime.
Nope, I'm going to the gym today.
No drink till bath time for you, Dominic, isn't it?
Yeah, it's true, actually.
So does your missus is bathing your son. Get the wine open. Right, car park catcher is coming up, shut up. It's 25 to 10. I've just spoken to Mr. Vernon Kay.
Wee.
And he's currently with his daughter at home, you know, little Marvin. And
Phoebe, her name is.
That's right, yeah. That was a little joke there. And he's listening to the show and thoroughly enjoying it.
Good.
And he put little Phoebe on the phone, say hello again. I don't get it. She's a child, she can't speak.
Mm.
Hey, it's Uncle Chris on the phone, say hello. So I'm there going, hello? Hello, hello, Phoebe, hello, it's Chris. Can you hear me? Hello?
Nothing.
She didn't even have the manners to say hello. How rude are kids? You know what I mean? Although she did say, next time you're around, Uncle Chris, can you take me through the quarterly rage at our resorts? I said, of course I can, Phoebe, though. You don't see my wee! No, you're all right. I'll give that another year or so, you know what I mean? Year and a half, maybe.
It's time for Car Park Catchphrase, and here's your host, Chris Moyles.
Good morning, car park fans.
Whoa.
That's some echo, isn't
That's
it?
That's weird.
A little bit over the top. Still looking new. Morning, Roy Walker.
Good morning, Chris. How are you today?
I am very, very well. And I'm here surrounded by all my friends and Allard.
That's very funny, Chris.
Yeah, yeah.
Where did you start, Roy? Yeah. Is he still here?
Yeah, he is. He is still here.
How are you this morning, Roy?
He is an integral part of the show.
That's not what I've heard.
But no, he is. And he's got a glittering career ahead of him.
Who told you that?
And obviously, not in radio. But there's a bin man, so...
Teeth whitening, I thought, maybe.
What?
I advertised teeth whitening.
Loser.
Anyway, would you like to say good morning to Dominic?
Good morning.
Morning, Roy, you're right.
Let's get on with it now, shall we?
Okay, thanks, sir.
Please welcome on line one, it's contestant number one.
Contestant number one, what's your name and where do you come from?
Hello, Chris, my name's Matt and I'm from Oxford!
Yay! Oxford?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've got a story about that place.
Oh, really?
But that's for another time.
Another time. What a surprise. I would have thought you had a friend who lives there, Roy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought you would have...
No.
Right, okay, fair enough. You made me look like an idiot. What do you do, Matt?
I'm a courier driver.
A what?
A courier driver, delivery driver for DHL.
Brilliant, hey, lovely. What are you delivering today?
I've got quite a load of different stuff on board. I've got a vets machine, a few herbs, mostly just industrial stuff, really. Pretty boring stuff.
A vet machine and some herbs. You're not going to Dominic's house, are you?
What's that, sorry?
Yeah, no, it doesn't matter.
Sounds like he's going to Glastonbury.
What exactly is a vet machine?
I'm not exactly sure. I'm not going to open it up and have a look, but I presume it's for x-raying doctors or something
like that. You put in the herbs and it makes a real-life vet. Like a yoghurt maker, something. Oh, good. Where are you right now?
I'm just pulled up, half hanging out of a ditch, up in Great Haseley at the moment.
That's lovely. Nice.
Yeah.
Half hanging out of a ditch.
Please drive carefully, as we always say.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got an angry farmer shouting at me, so I've just wound my window up for the moment.
just offer him, just ask him if he's interested in a vet machine.
Yeah.
And,
that'll work, yeah?
Yeah, it'll work. It'll be fine. What are you doing tonight?
Playing pool tonight. Got a pool match tonight for the play for the Chester Arms.
Oh, I like the Chester Arms.
Yeah, it's a good spot, isn't it?
Yeah, oh, it's great.
Yeah.
And are you doing well in the pool tournament?
Well, it's only just started. We lost the first game of the season, so we'll see today, shall we?
I was talking to a friend of mine. I went to a pub in Hertfordshire just before Christmas, or during the Christmas and New Year break, and me and him went for a little quiet drink, and it was quiz night, and we went in, and you could register for the big quiz that was happening. That was, bearing in mind, it's the week between Christmas and the New Year. He told me at the weekend he went into the same pub in midweek, and it was quiz night again. So I said, oh, was it the big final? And he went, no, they're still running it. It's like a four-month-long quiz.
Oh, crikey.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, there you go.
Someone's seen. All right, what are you driving?
I'm driving a Mercedes Sprinter TDI.
Nice wheels.
And let's hear your horn. Oh, nice.
It's a nice horn.
It is a nice horn. Right, hang on there.
And on line two, it's contestant number two.
Contestant number two, what's your name and where do you come from?
Hi, Chris. My name's Stuart and I'm from Portsmouth.
Yay! Portsmouth, very nice. Roy?
I've got a story about that place.
Yes, I bet you have. Would you like to tell us it?
No.
Right, okay, fine. What do you do, Stuart?
I work for an electric company. I build over red lines.
You what?
I build electrical lines.
You build electrical lines?
I do.
Very nice. I don't know any jokes about that.
No.
Dom, you know?
No. Anything about pylons or anything? No.
Do you know, he must be very intelligent to build electrical lines. He must be a bright spark.
I haven't heard that one before.
Right, okay.
you work with electricity, don't you?
I do.
That's shocking.
Right, that's a good one.
Yeah, you see.
They get better and better.
Yeah, yeah. When, that doesn't matter. So where are you right now?
At the moment, I'm in Southampton.
Okay, so what's your job today?
Today, I'm building 11,000 volt line today.
Right. You know, I knew somebody who once built, and I don't, obviously, because there's no joke there, is there? And what are you driving, Stuart?
I'm driving a Ford Transit I-Top.
Yay!
Nice wheels. Let's hear the horn then.
Let's hear it, Stu.
Oh! It's a horn of plenty.
It certainly is, my man. Right, you ready to play, Stuart?
I am indeed.
Ready, Matt?
Yep.
All right.
Horns at the ready. Fingers steady. Let's play Car Park Catchphrase.
All right, good luck to both of you. Here we go. That's a car horn, camera. Mr. and Mrs. Fish are away on an adventure holiday in the Australian outback. They're doing all sorts of fun things like whitewater rafting, rock climbing and canoeing, but they're having problems with the local wildlife. The place is full of creepy crawlies and mosquitoes, and Mr. and Mrs. Fish have both been bitten loads and they're really itchy. They've been bitten all over their backs, which, as you know, is quite difficult to scratch your own back. It's much easier if someone else is there and can do it for you. That sounds like Stuart to me.
That was Matt, actually.
Right, brilliant. You know, I never, ever, ever get that right, do I? That's what I said. It was Matt.
And it's, you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours.
You scratch my back, and I'll scratch yours.
You're right!
Well done, Matt.
Thank you.
Lovely. Pleasure.
Lovely.
You're more than welcome. Stuart, come on, son.
No, I'm trying, mate.
You know? You may be able to build an overhead line of 11,000 volts, but really, when it comes to car park catchphrase...
My brain's been fried.
Your brain's been fried? Yeah.
It's the wrong answer, I'm afraid.
No, that's not an answer, Roy. He's just saying, OK. All right, so you need to get the next one right, Stuart.
Let's have another car park catchphrase.
Mr. Fish is taking his son Michael to visit his sick grandmother in Bournemouth. You know, her teeth aren't the best. Mr. Fish and Michael often have trouble knowing what to feed her because she's got trouble eating certain foods, you know. So today she's supposed to be having boiled eggs for breakfast. Oh, blimey. Now, that was Stuart.
It was. Don't teach your grandmother to suck eggs.
You're kidding.
Ooh. You're absolutely right. Yay! That's the car park catchphrase we were after. Well done.
Now, Stuart, now you're cooking. You're thrusting on all cylinders, son. And you're a mute.
Yeah.
There you go. No, you're not. You've been cured.
It's a
miracle! Hey, Dominic Byrne. Right, Matt.
Yeah?
Get this right, you've won.
Okay, fella.
Stuart, get this right, you've won.
I'm waiting.
It's all to play for, I'm sure you are. It's all to play for with a prize of nothing at stake.
You're both back in play. Here's another car park catchphrase.
Mr. Fish is asleep. He's having a really weird dream. Do you know what, Matt?
Yeah.
In his dream, Mr. Fish is performing on stage. What? Hello there. Yeah, you're all right.
Hello, mate, yeah.
Yeah, hello?
Hello. Sorry, yeah, I've got the angry farmer back again.
Oh, really? Just tell him, yeah. Tell him you won't be a minute.
Okay, all right.
Is he all right?
Yeah, he seems to be all right.
Right.
Right, yeah.
We've never been interrupted before with the phrase, I'm sorry, it's the angry farmer back again. Hey, that might leave us. Get off, we're trying to put up barriers. All right, okay, anyway. So, Stuart, you listening?
I'm listening.
Right. And what's going on now? Who's talking?
The farmer.
Is he still there?
Yeah.
Just tell him he'll be a minute.
Yeah. Is he trying to chat him up or something?
Why not? I don't know what's going on. Is he an attractive fan? No, it doesn't matter. Let's just move on, shall we? So Mr. Fish is having a really weird dream. Do you know, right, Matt, are you listening?
Yeah.
He's performing on stage in this dream with Aerosmith. But there's something very odd about the lead singer, Steven Tyler. Do you know what, Stuart?
What?
Steven's not wearing any trousers. Which is very odd. And from a distance, you can see Steven singing his heart out with his trademark huge mouth. But he's got no trousers on.
That's Matt.
Oh, here we go. Yes, Matt.
All mouth and no trousers.
You're a winner. You're right.
Oh, Matt, well done. Yes, yes. Stuart, I think you were put off by the angry farmer.
Oh, yeah. I was too busy chatting.
Yeah, mind you, that's all, that would normally put me off. You know, you kind of trying to get on with it and there's an angry
farmer.
Never mind.
Well done to the other player anyway, man.
There you go. Right, Stuart, you know what happens now? Bye bye. So, Matt, well done. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
So, do you know who you're playing pool against tonight?
I haven't the faintest, mate. I'll turn up at 7 o'clock and see.
Brilliant. Okay. Now, are you professional? Will you just be on orange juice before you play?
Oh, of course, mate. Yeah,
of course.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, I'll tell you what we'll do. Bye.
Everyone a winner.
Excuse me a second. Yes?
Oh, are you going to move your vehicle? Because it's in my ditch there and it's right next to my farm.
Why are you talking like that, mate? We're in Portsmouth.
I don't know. I'm a farmer. Stereotype.
Get us out of here, Roy.
Thank you, Chris. Join us same time next time when we'll be playing another game of Car Park Catchphrase on Radio 1. Say goodbye, Mr. Fish. He's waving.
Once again, idiots on the text messages. Beep, beep, beep. Right. Bouncing off the padded walls. Taking the pee out of Norfolk again. What?
Never mentioned Norfolk.
Never mentioned Norfolk. And then someone going, don't take the pee out of farmers, city boy. I think you're fine. You can have a farm in a city. They're known as city farms, of course.
Yeah.
So, to you and your tractor...
There's one near us that keeps goats.
I beg your pardon?
Goats.
Really?
Mm.
I didn't know that.
It's the railway line.
Can you touch the goats?
Yeah, I think it's the petting zoo.
Yeah. Petting farm. Mm.
Hello. Today's been a very random show, brought to you by the letters Lamppost and Seagull. And tomorrow, we should be all back to normal, when normal service should be resumed. Right, Alan, do you want to make a little bit more noise when he comes through the door?
I was racing to get to the end of the show.
Yeah, I bet you are. Tell me about it.
All of us.
Right, the lineup today on Radio 1 includes... Is it Colin or is it Edith or is it Colin and Edith today?
Both.
Who is it? You sure?
Yeah, positive.
Let's throw a six to start with them two. Scott Mills is on at 4.
Yeah.
Correct?
Spot on.
Joe Wiley's still on a cheap holiday package, pretending to be ill. What?
Lookalike website.
Oh, and the lookalike link is now on our website, so check out the Chris Moore's pages at Radio 1 online. Right, as I said, Joe's off. Lovely Sarah Cox is next. Have a great day.